Hey guys, hey. Welcome back to another episode of Problematics. This is our third episode. I don't know if we'll release it in this order, but
we'll see.
We are featuring I'm Lexi.
I'm Chrissy.
We're featuring my younger sister Caitlin again because she was involved in the story.
Very much involved.
I'm the pivotal point of the story, actually.
She yes. is the main character.
Hello, I'm Caitlin. I am Lexi's sister, Chrissy's bestie, and we're back at it again.
So this story claims the number one spot. We'll always claim the number one spot. Of Caitlin and I have this list called
Lives Rent-Free in My Head.
This story has lived rent-free in my mind.
Caitlin and I have this thing. It's a list called Top 10 Most Chaotic Chrissy and Caitlin Moments. And this one
is number one.
Will never cease to be number one. And you will understand why. It is a very long story, but hopefully it will not exceed.
It's very entertaining.
It's something.
It was an entire day of just
literally a whole 24 hours.
Yeah.
An entire 24
Maybe
hours.
More. Maybe
it was more. I think it was more.
It actually was more.
So we're going to try to tell the story the best
from the
we
very
can,
beginning.
From the very beginning. Without talking over each other too much. Sorry if it gets chaotic, but that's how we are here
first
in the Brandt Center household.
So during this first part, this is Lexi speaking.
She wasn't that involved.
I was not involved because, you know,
she had a doctor's appointment.
I had a doctor's appointment
for one of her 8,000 health issues.
Diseases. She is a very diseased woman.
She's poisoned.
I'm very mentally ill.
She's physically, mentally, emotionally.
Just
you get the
everything.
Gist. Yeah, Lexi wasn't there. So Lexi can clock out now.
I'm there like at the middle and the end.
Yeah.
Right,
the most important parts, if you ask me.
So, yeah. Chrissy,
I'll start
you started
because
off.
I started the day.
You did.
So,
okay.
The summer of 2019.
Right. It was July 3rd, to be exact.
It was July 3rd. And so it's been about a year now. We still have not recovered.
Yeah.
But I had this friend group. It was a short-term friend group, I guess you could say, because they were kind of my friends in high school, kind of from my, you know, before my high school downfall, my sophomore year group. They were basically a friend group of guys. Mm-hmm. It was three guys. Let's call them...
John, Joe, and Johnny.
Okay, let's call them Kenneth, Jack. I'm not Jack. Kenneth.
Pause.
Kenneth, Jonah, and Nelson.
You know, can we just do Joe, Nick, and Kevin? Jonas Brothers.
Okay, that's perfect. Joe, Nick, and Kevin. So... Joe, Nick, and Kevin, the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm. The Jonas Brothers.
Oh, and there was also Sal.
Joe, Nick, Kevin, and Sal.
Who the hell is Sal? No, their younger brother was Frankie. He was the bonus Jonas.
Okay, Frankie. The four Jonas Brothers.
Joe,
that
Nick,
was my friend group.
Kevin, bonus Jonas, Frankie. Got it.
So, this friend group. That summer, I was kind of close with them. We would hang out a lot, and we decided one day we were going to go to the Springs. Now, me being the only girl in the friend group, and there was another girl, her name was,
Veronica.
She was also invited. And I didn't really want to be the only girl. I wasn't sure if I was going to be the only girl going.
And Chrissy didn't really know Veronica that
well. Veronica that well.
No.
So I was a little comfy. So I called up Caitlin, my best friend.
Right.
My very reliable best friend.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, want to go to the Springs with me tomorrow? And she was like, yes. So I told her, listen, they want to leave really early. We want to leave at like 9 a.m. So I'm going to pick you up at like 7. We'll go get breakfast at like the Deck Down Under, which is this really cute restaurant on the river.
Right.
And we can watch the sunrise or whatever. It'll be really, really cute. And we can go meet them at like 9 and then go to the Springs because the Springs gets crowded very fast. So she was like, got it. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
So
I set my alarm.
She set her alarm.
Allegedly.
And then the next day rolls around. It's 6:30. I'm getting up. I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go to the Springs. Woohoo. And I drive all the way to New Smyrna because I live in Daytona Beach and she lives in New Smyrna. So that's about
like a good 30-minute drive.
If I'm not speeding, a 30-minute drive. And I didn't think I had to speed. So I go to her house. I'm calling her. I'm like, I'm on the way. She's not answering. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm texting her. I'm on the way. Are you up? Not answering. I'm starting to get a little nervous because we were approaching 8 o'clock. Not 8 o'clock. I'm sorry. We were approaching 7 o'clock. I'm like, oh, shit. So I eventually get to her house. It's like 7:30, right? I'm in her driveway at this point, and I'm like, hey, are you there? I'm calling her. Still no answer. I'm like, shit, what is
Long
happening?
Long story short, my phone died in the middle of the night.
So yes. I'm calling her sister, Lexi. No answer. I'm calling her mom. No answer. I'm knocking on. No answer. I didn't know her garage code at that point. I do at the end of the story, but I didn't at that point. I was like, Caitlin. No answer. Finally, I'm waiting there for like a half an hour. It's like 8 o'clock at this point. No, it's like 8:30 at this point. We were supposed to meet them at 9. I'm like, okay, well, there goes breakfast. I'm like, shit, I don't know what to do. So I start to turn around. 9 o'clock is approaching. I'm literally about to get onto the highway, and I get a call from Caitlin.
In a frenzy. Right.
She's freaking out.
I wake up to like a million missed calls.
And an angry voicemail.
A million texts, angry voicemails.
And she's like, I'm so sorry, please come.
I call her, I'm like, I'm so sorry, like, I'm awake now, like, if you want to come get me.
And me being the kind-hearted soul I am, I say, you know what, bitch, I will come get you. And so get ready. And she's like, okay, I just have to get ready. Now, when Caitlin says she has to get ready.
Oh, my God.
It's a two and a half hour long event.
Right.
Like, Caitlin's always the one to rush Lexi and I at the door.
And then she's always the one to make us late.
I take a long time to get ready because there's just lots to do.
I rush back to her house. It's now 9 a.m. That's when we wanted to meet.
Mm. I'm texting Kevin, Joe, and Nick, and even bonus Jonas, frankly.
Right.
I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Caitlin's almost ready. And they're like, okay, whatever. Just, like, meet us, like, as soon as you can. Like, ugh, really? So I was like, I'm so sorry. I get to Caitlin's house. Bitch isn't even dressed.
Yeah, I'm rushing at this point. I'm, like, fucking doing everything
Looking
for a bathing suit.
She has not shaved.
Oh, yeah. That's another part of the story. I hop in Chrissy's car.
And Lexi's like, I have to go to the doctor. So
yeah, Lexi can go.
It's now 9 a.m. at this point. 9:08 a.m. I remember the timestamp.
Yeah, we're still 30 minutes away. I haven't shaved, and we're going swimming.
So I said, Caitlin, we need to go. She's like, but I haven't shaved. I have to wear a swimsuit. I said, Caitlin, you take that razor, you fill that cup with water, you take some lotion, and you get in my car.
So that's exactly what we did.
And we are driving.
And I am shaving my hoo-ha.
In the car with Chrissy and lotion and water. I still have that cup.
She still has. It's not filled.
Do you ever drink out of it?
No. It's like obviously cleaned, but it's still in her car for old time's sake.
And
is it clean?
It was actually bonus Jonas Frankie's house. We pull up to his house. It's now after 10. It's after 10 a.m.
They're still waiting for us.
And they're still waiting.
Piss the fuck off.
They were like, first we were really pissed, but now we're like, whatever, it's fine, let's just go. So Nick had to give us a ride there because my mom didn't want me to drive on I-4 to the Springs on my own. So that's fine. We go to the Springs. Nick gives us a ride. Nick Jonas, me, and Caitlin Brandt in a car. We're driving to the Springs. We get there. It's fine. It's whatever. We get into the Springs. It's fine. It's not a bad day. The day seems to kind of be going okay.
Let us make something very clear. I did not know any of these people besides Chrissy. I'm also a grade.
She kind of knew of the others, but never really hung out with
them. I never had hung out with them.
And
no
the first impression was just immaculate.
And the first impression was me being late, me
ruining
a complete,
the day.
Ruining basically. The day, a complete mess. And it was just, it was off. Yeah. It was weird. Because I'm very, like, I feel like I'm a pretty outgoing person, but especially with people that I just have first met.
Yes. And
it's a little weird.
Because I wanted my friend Ava to come with us to the Springs, but she couldn't. She had, like, a dance thing. That's fine. So, but she tells us, like, hey, I'm going to have, like, a little kickback at my house later. Bring the Jonas Brothers. You guys can come. It'll be really fun. We'll juice it up, if you know what I mean. Let's just use the term juice.
It was juice. For legal reasons,
it was juice. Anywho, the Springs is fine. The day goes whatever. I literally blacked out as what we did after that because I just choose not to remember. But I think we ended up...
Y'all went to someone's house, right?
Okay, we went to the Springs. It was fine. It was a little weird. Then we got food. Fine. A little weird.
It was fine. We ate pizza. That was it.
Yeah. Then we went to...
I remember. We go back to...
Kevin's
house. No, bonus Jonas.
Oh, we went to Frankie's house.
And we were in his hot tub. It's whatever. Nick Jonas couldn't be there. He was, like, doing something else at the point. So it was just... Aww. It was Kevin, bonus Jonas, and Caitlin and I in their hot tub.
Well, what about Joe?
Joe wasn't even here that day.
Oh.
He comes in later.
Oh, right.
So okay. Anyway, Caitlin and I were in the hot tub talking to them, and Lexi calls us, and we're telling her about the kickback at Ava's later. We're like, hey. And then she asks, oh, is Nick going to be there?
Because Lexi has had this long...
Oh, whatever.
Lexi has had this a little bit of an infatuation, if you
will. Shut
up. With Nick Jonas for quite some time at this point. So Lexi, we should let this show know.
At this point, like it had died. Down, but
there was that burning desire. But
it was still like there's just a little bit, and I was just like,
"So tell
what
us
if something happened."
So Lexi, tell us what you said on the phone as you were on speakerphone with Caitlin. Do you remember? Okay. Do you remember? Do you not remember?
I remember kind of what I said. I don't know exactly what I said.
All right.
Maybe I choose not to.
I don't remember what you said. I just remember it because
it's etched into my brain.
Oh.
And I'm sure it's etched into Kevin and Frankie's brain as well.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And we're sitting up by the hot tub, and she's like, oh, is Nick going to be there? And I'm like, oh, maybe. It probably it's like Ava's little kickback thing. And she goes, oh, then I got to shave my.
And I was like, half joking, half not.
It was very loud. It was
but
on.
She didn't know she was on speakerphone with these two, like, those brothers. Are Nick Jonas's best friends.
Basically. So we said, okay, so that information is going to be relayed back to him. That's cool. Kevin claims he didn't hear it, but we don't believe him. So the day goes by, again, not too chaotic yet. Then we pick up Lexi from Caitlin and Lexi's house. We say, okay, let's go to this kickback.
We get ready for the party.
It's very fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We get there. There's juice galore.
Now, here's the thing. I had not eaten anything that day. Why? I don't know. I just sometimes I forget to eat. It's a problem. But
forget.
Child, anyways.
Anyways.
No. But that day I actually forgot.
Okay.
Or maybe I had like
so
a little.
So it doesn't matter. We get to the kickback and what happens with you. You give your point of view.
So I get there, and at first it's just us girls and Ava and.
Yeah,
the other Lexi was there.
Yeah. We were all just some chilling. Other people.
We're all just chilling, and the boys.
Then the boys roll in. The Jonas Brothers.
Yes. Jonas Brothers and more.
And company.
And company.
An ensemble.
Right.
Yes.
They pull up. With the juice. We start drinking the juice.
Lexi
and I will admit, we were both a little out of control at first. After I was told to be quiet, I lowered my volume.
Okay, let me just make something
Lexi
clear.
Lexi did not lower her volume. I was a little out of control at first. I can't admit that.
I don't even remember what I was doing, what I was saying.
Let me make something very clear. Lexi and Chrissy, when they are, what are we saying?
Juiced.
When they're juiced up,
we're a little different.
They're insane. And I... Oh my God, they're bad. They're
don't
really
hate
bad.
The party animals.
No, yeah. they're
the life of the party.
They're party animals. But there comes a point. There comes a point in a girl's life where she has to quiet down, and these two just don't know how to do it.
We don't.
Especially back then.
Once I was scolded, I quieted
Who
down.
Who scolded you?
Caitlin?
I did, yes.
Did you scold me? Yes, and you didn't stop.
It got to the point where Ava's parents were home. They knew this whole thing was going on, occurring. And
I mean, no, they didn't.
They didn't know it was occurring. They knew everyone was over, and they knew that Lexi and Chrissy were being especially loud, and they were worried about the neighbors like fucking coming and calling, and the police would show up. So
you think your friend Tanner literally, like, I don't know, I was getting so out of control that he literally lifted me up and took me into the living room
and plopped you on the couch. You jumped in the pool. You were completely they gave you a cold shower. You sat on the couch with Ava's mom for the next
day. Oh,
I got a shower.
Something happened. You were wet. I don't know for what.
So at this point, Lexi, it's not even like an hour and a half into this little shindig. And Lexi is on the couch, still not being quiet at all, with Ava's mother. And Ava's mother is like nursing her back to health, like watching over her. It was so
coddling a child.
And I'm freaking out because my
Lexi, I disappeared
because Chrissy disappears.
Else.
My sister is like going insane. My best friend like also going insane.
Very much so.
With some boy in a bathroom.
You know what? Don't even worry about it because she was in a bathroom.
Yes, it was a bathroom.
Yes, right. So Lexi's on the couch. Chrissy's in a bathroom with a boy who is just who shall not be named. Yeah, I was not okay. I was very nervous.
Yes, a nervous wreck.
A nervous wreck. I was about to drown myself in the pool when I
almost did drown myself because once I was like convinced her mom that I was sober enough, I jumped into the pool and I was at the bottom. I know. And I swear I'm not suicidal, but like I was at the bottom of the pool and I was like, what if I just didn't come up? Like, it just seemed like too much work at the moment. Like eventually I was like, oh, okay, I gotta swim up to the surface. But
yep.
Yeah.
Then we end up playing spin the bottle.
Oh. So the party kind of dies down.
Lexi, you weren't playing spin the bottle. You were still on the couch, I think.
Spin the bottle happened at the other person's
house. There were two spin the bottles.
Bruh.
Lexi was out for the count. She was down.
Caitlin got her first kiss.
I got my first kiss. Very awful experience for me.
Wait a damn minute. I thought it was me.
It was Chrissy. technically, but my first guy kiss was the boy who Chrissy was in the bathroom with.
Wait, it was?
Yes. Exactly. So my first kiss was Chrissy's.
Previous conquest.
I was
the chaos.
I was like shitting my pants. I was like, oh my god, this is so awkward. I just literally I'm gonna kill myself. This boy is not even cute. I don't even know what I'm doing here. It was a time.
So then the party starts to wrap up. I'm like, all right, we're fine at this point. We're like, all right, let's
The party doesn't wrap up.
You said let's skidoo.
No.
The party changed location.
No. The party does not wrap up. Ava's mom and dad kicked everyone out of Chrissy and Lexi.
Okay, I calmed down.
Because of Lexi then.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Ava's mom ended the party early because she was being so obnoxious.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed.
I can't even defend myself. Like, it's true.
It was awful.
So we skidoodaloo, and Kevin Jonas decides to take it to his house. So people go to his house, and we were kind of late to the party because we were like, let's get McDonald's.
McDonald's.
We were like, let's get McDonald's.
I was so starving.
So we were like, all right, let's just get McDonald's, right? And we were out and about. It's probably like midnight at this point, almost 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter. We go to Kevin Jonas's house with milkshake in hand, French fries in the other.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi sprawled across the back seat.
Yeah.
Moaning some song.
Moaning. Oh, yeah, that's the thing about me. I moan everything. Like, I don't, like, I eat and I moan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretty much. But, basically, we get to, Kevin Jonas's house.
Kevin Jonas's house.
And, again, so the Jonas Brothers are all there.
They're all
there. Of the Jonas Brothers.
So it's me.
The bonus Jonas Frankie.
Me, yes. Chrissy, Lexi.
And the bonus Jonas and the Jonas Brothers.
Yes. And all of the Jonas Brothers.
And one of them suggests, let's play Spin the Bottle.
And this is so fucking weird because it's four guys and my sister and Chrissy. I'm not going to fucking kiss my...
Yeah, no.
I almost just vomited. I'm so sorry.
So that already rules out a lot of it.
So
we spin the bottle. One of them, Nick Jonas, previously ended a relationship. So he was
This is refresher. This is Lexi's longtime.
Here's the thing. So at the time, like at that time, like I had gotten over him. But it was like because I was
debatable.
Juiced.
You were juiced.
I was juiced, and some of the feelings from sophomore year were coming
trickled back in, as they do.
Like the Niagara.
Yeah.
Like, no, they did not trickle back in. They flooded back in.
Yeah.
Right.
and I
So Lexi, you tell this part of the story. He decides, you know, I'm a tap out. He played a little bit. Then he said, I'm a tap out.
I also tapped out, so it was literally...
It was basically Lexi, me, and the Jonas Brothers.
And literally two other boys. Like, so it was them four playing spin the ball. It was so weird.
It was very odd.
It was very weird.
Anyway, Lexi spins the bottle.
So I spin the bottle.
Lo and behold.
And
it lands.
And lo and behold, it lands on Nick Jonas.
None other than Nick Jonas.
And I'm like,
here's the thing.
I was pretty juiced. Had I not been, things would have gone differently. But
maybe.
Possibly. Shut up. Anyway. They didn't.
So what happened, Lexi? So I was like,
I was like, take advantage of the moment. Live out your teenage dreams. So
long story short, Lexi, this
bottle. No, I want Lexi to describe
it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. First person point of view. So the bottle spins. It lands on Nick Jonas. That's my chance. So I come on over. He's like, no. Imagine in slow motion. He's like, no. Like, I was just ended a relationship. And my big ass body. My thighs. My thunder thighs jiggling and all. I'm like, give me a kiss.
Chrissy and I literally reenacting it. And I tried to, like, kiss him. And he literally pushed me off of his lap.
He looked away.
And then proceeded. And then Lexi straddles him. What do you do, Lexi? Describe it, Lexi.
Yeah, I straddled him. I was like, give mama a kiss.
He said, come here.
It was so awful, embarrassing.
Keep going. And then after he pushed me off, I was like, well, at least I got my kiss in.
Yeah. Because my lips did. I don't know if they touched his lips, but they definitely touched his face.
they touched something or other.
So yeah. Lexi is a sexual predator.
Lexi. Ew. Lexi tackles this poor guy.
Man, this poor man. I apologize the next day.
Who just broke up with his longtime girlfriend, and she
pounces on him like a cougar.
And
she looks like a puma.
Chrissy and I were sitting there in utter disbelief.
In despair, if you will. And Lexi, so, I mean, think of it, too, in all seriousness, if the roles were reversed, people would go crazy.
People would go crazy.
So, like, it was not right of Lexi. She acknowledges it.
I acknowledge that.
But.
So I don't need all the haters in my comments being like.
She didn't intend any harm.
No, that's the thing about me. It's always good intentions.
But bad execution.
She's a goofy gal.
She's a goofy gal.
She might be a sexual predator, but that's okay.
But that's okay. Everybody has their character flaws.
Oh my god.
Chuck Bass had his.
Did not just compare her to Chuck Bass. Please.
Maybe she did.
No, in all seriousness, if you're a sexual predator, go to hell.
Yeah.
I'm not a sexual predator.
No, definitely not. But yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna get canceled.
Anyway.
But it was very embarrassing.
Then Kevin and I decide to go upstairs just to chat. We have a nice chat upstairs. And downstairs.
Oh, Kevin is also he who shall not be named. Previously mentioned. My first kiss. Chrissy. Oh, I cannot talk. Chrissy's longtime flame. Wait, not long time. Chrissy's short-term flame. Conquest.
It was not even a flame. It was never a flame. It was like a charred match.
Nick Jonas went upstairs to go to sleep.
Jonas goes upstairs to go to sleep.
And Lexi and Caitlin are downstairs. Caitlin, you explain this part of the story. Me and Lexi are alone on the couch.
Everyone else is upstairs sleeping. Chrissy and Nick Jonas.
No.
Upstairs.
No. Kevin Jonas.
Sorry.
No.
Chrissy and Kevin Jonas upstairs. Nick Jonas sleeping. Me and Lexi on the couch watching Netflix.
What were we even watching?
I don't remember.
Doesn't matter. You had a breakdown.
Caitlin
had a breakdown.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I had a bona fide mental break. Psychotic break, if you will.
Because her best friend of her long-term flame.
My long-term.
This could be another episode.
This could be an entire.
Oh, yeah. That's next, baby.
That is a terrible experience. Okay. Anyways, I had this really long-term best friend. Not Chrissy. But this other girl who basically her boyfriend.
Long story short, they ended a friendship. It was very bad thing, and
very bad ending, terrible. Her boyfriend.
Now, oh, by the way, it is now like the morning of the 4th. It's almost approaching 3 a.m. at this point.
Yeah. So my best friend, my ex best friend, and I had a falling out like 2 months prior due to her very controlling, psychotic boyfriend of the time, which is a whole nother episode. But yes, I was very sad about it. I was very
still confiding in your sister.
I was confiding in my sister. I was crying. I was like, I miss her. I don't know why she would do this to me. This is so awful. Wham, 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 boo hoo. Yeah. Basically, so then
Kevin Jonas.
After his little shindig with Chrissy upstairs.
We were just having a conversation.
Yeah, sure. He comes downstairs to me crying on Lexi's shoulder. Like, our one sisterly moment ever in our entire lives.
And Kevin Jonas comes
and he walks down. He's like, what the fuck is happening?
We also failed to mention the point where I was still downstairs at this point, and Lexi was in the bathroom thinking that she had to shit. This kept happening all night.
No, the entire night.
It happened back at Ava's in the bathroom. She was like, I think I had to shit.
No, I thought I had my period.
That too.
She's one of them. She had to sat on the toilet. Nothing was happening.
No, I think it was.
At Kevin Jonas's house, you were again sitting on the toilet. You were just sitting there for a half hour like, I think I have to do something.
I was like, what do you have to do?
She's literally like, nothing.
So then me, like,
nothing came out.
This is back
no
when
blood,
these,
no shit, no piss.
This is back when these three boys are still on the couch and Lexi and Chrissy are in the bathroom. I'm left alone here and Lexi's just in the bathroom with Chrissy thinking she has to. It was very awkward.
Anyway, long story short, fast forward.
Lexi and I are having a sisterly moment. Kevin Jonas walks downstairs. So then he's like, what the fuck is going on? So then I start telling him the whole story. This is like an hour long story.
Yeah.
Like this whole falling out, hour long story. So I'm like, so now I'm crying to Kevin Jonas. And Kevin Jonas is like, I'm going to beat this like
bitch's ass.
I'm gonna beat her boyfriend's ass. He's like such a piece of shit. Like I can't believe he would do that. And like all this shit. Like he's like he's on my team at this point. It was a very great empowering moment for me.
Yeah, I'm upstairs looking for something.
Yeah, Chrissy's upstairs looking for something. So we're all three of us are down there
having a little moment,
having a heart to heart. Then Chrissy
Jonas comes back upstairs. He's like, come downstairs. Your friends are down there. I'm like, I couldn't find the thing I was looking for. It was a big mess. I finally come downstairs.
So then, long story short, he tells us to go home.
Yeah, okay. I hate to be that guy.
It's 3 a.m. at this point.
It's 3:30.
It's literally 3 in the morning.
So we drive. We start to drive home. Then we're like, wait, what the fuck do we do now?
Yeah.
We didn't have a plan.
Because I told... Here, little backstory. I told my mom that I was sleeping over at Chrissy's house, and then Chrissy told our mom.
Oh, her mom, yeah.
That she was sleeping over at
my home.
She was sleeping over at our house.
So, anyway, so what we collectively decided. We are driving.
A little plan called...
Oh, we go to Wendy's.
We go to Wendy's. Oh, the cookies.
The cookies. So good.
We were like, okay, so this is... What the fuck are we going to do
we
now?
We devised a little creepy plan called Play It By Ear.
No one... Oh, that was before. The Play It By Ear. Oh, but right. We are on the road for a fat minute now, and we say, okay, let's go home. So we pull into the driveway. It's 4 a.m.
Yeah. 4:30.
We are so tired. Caitlin says, okay, let's do your garage code. She finally tells me the garage code, so now I know it. So,
we sneak in through the garage.
It's been almost 24 hours since the whole ordeal started.
Right. We sneak in through the garage.
We go in her movie room.
We go in
which
my...
Which we're recording in now.
Yes. We go in my movie room.
Our little studio.
And we set an alarm.
For 6:30 a.m.
Two full hours of nice rest.
Because our parents couldn't see that we were there. They couldn't see our car in the driveway.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we...
We were like, do we sleep in my car? What do we do?
Yeah. Right. So we ended up sleeping downstairs.
Yes.
And then we leave.
We go to Dunkin' Donuts at around 7 a.m.
In the morning.
We are looking busted.
Whoa, wow. The worst we've ever looked.
The worst we've ever looked. But then we ended up taking a cute selfie.
True.
You mean?
So, true. That's I true. But we still look disgusting.
Yeah.
Besides the point. We get into the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. We get our meal. It's been almost, it's been about 24 hours now since this
It's been 24 hours.
We're barely reflecting on my actions. We've had like 2 hours of sleep, barely.
So we get Dunkin'
Donuts. We're having withdrawals. You are apologizing to Nick Jonas. I am crying over.
Nick Jonas's girlfriend is texting you.
Saying, get your, get, tell yeah. your best friend to get her nasty hands off.
First of all, my hands aren't nasty. Yeah, Nick Jonas's ex-girlfriend is texting.
Who's not the biggest fan?
Who's not the biggest fan of Lexi? Is texting. None of them are. Is texting Chrissy and being like, "Tell your best friend to get her filthy hands."
I think they're friends now, though.
Well, so. Yeah, I actually she's nice. I do like her, but that was just really funny.
Oh, yeah, we're all friends. I thought you meant her and Nick Jonas.
No, we're, yeah,
oh,
we're,
no, no,
we're
no,
all,
no,
I meant anyway. Like you.
We're yeah, all, yeah, we're totally
we're all good with this girl now.
Yeah, we love her.
But it was just really it was,
she,
funny.
She doesn't love me, but.
So then, it was it's really 4th funny. Of July. It's the 4th of July at this point.
4th of July.
Oh, we're like, oh, shit, it's the 4th of July. So, how different oh, last
we
year
walk
was.
We walk back into my house with little coffee cups.
Wait, no, like, first oh, we're in we the have... we're in the parking lot of Dunkin'. We're just chilling.
Right. We're in Bumble. Wait, Lexi, we're in Bumble. Lexi,
there's this
the...
app called Yubo.
Yubo, that's
what it
was.
Where you can like join live streams, talk to people. So we join a live stream. There are all these British bitches talking.
Oh,
nothing against British people, but they were being really rude to us. And Lexi goes,
"I go, stop being rude. We're American. We beat you." Because it was like, because, you know.
It was the 4th of July.
The Revolutionary War.
Shut up, bitch. We won.
We won. We won the war.
We did, didn't we?
And we did, true. But anyway.
But I got on
so
mad about
we,
it.
We get back to Caitlin's house. It's like 8 a.m. at this point. We're watching, well, a little before that. We're watching the sunrise.
Yeah.
We come back with our duck and we're like, we just came early to watch the sunrise.
Yeah, we're like, we just came from Chrissy's house, got coffee
little
away.
Did they know.
The night we had yeah, so anyways, then that day after I spent my whole entire like couple hours crying over this ex-best friend of mine, she texts me
randomly out of nowhere.
It's like you manifested
it's
it
like I manifest. This is before manifesting was a huge trend.
Yeah,
but last the night previous I was like, God, give me a sign if we're supposed to be friends again, please. And then she calls me and she's like, I'm so sorry, I messed up, like I should never have like treated you like that, and like blah, 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 let's hang out soon. And then me being a dumbass, I was like, okay.
It's okay.
It's fine. No, I should have never forgiven that bitch. Worst
then
mistake.
She betrayed her again.
Yeah, because then she betrayed me many more
and
times.
Lied to her again.
And lied to me
and
again.
And blocked me on Instagram. I was
and
like,
blocked all of us.
I was like, the this, hell did I, what the fuck did I do?
This is another story for another time. That yeah. could be a whole
but
three episodes
in one. I feel
like
that kind of concludes that the spring of chaos. We call it the spring of chaos because it was the springs starting the morning before.
Yeah.
And it was just a very chaotic.
It was a really
I'm
long
sure we probably
day.
Looked at details. It was literally probably the most humiliating day of one of our some of
but
the,
it
some
was
of the most humiliating.
It was,
days.
But
in
it's
all
also
different ways.
We were simultaneously. All, maybe it was just because I was juiced up, but also kind of the best.
No,
no,
okay. It was one of my most humiliating experiences. I think Lexi was one of yours, and Caitlin was one of yours.
It was very traumatic.
It was bad.
Yeah,
I don't know
for
if
sure.
we did it justice.
I kind of
want to
do
oh,
it, something like that again. With
yeah,
that same group of people.
Many things could not be said for legal reasons. Many things were left out of the story. But you got the gist of it, so it's fine.
Yeah. I feel like we should start doing a segment as, like, you know, like questions of the week type of thing.
Questions of the week, a little Alex.
We don't have any,
oh,
we don't
wait.
Have any questions. But, you
like,
know.
Call her daddy.
Yeah, no, but so if you guys, like, want to send us
have any
questions
yeah.
let us know. So, that's it for the episode, but before we go, we'll tell us our socials, and you
again.
Guys can DM us, so you guys can DM us
yeah.
questions.
We might also, who knows, maybe, I feel like if this podcast starts to get let's say 200 listeners, then
yeah.
we'll make an Instagram account for
we'll
it.
Make, yes!
So,
yes!
Even though Lexi is moving to California in a few weeks, there's still a way to continue the podcast, and who knows, maybe it'll take off, because we're actually having a lot of fun doing this.
Yes!
We enjoyed
the third episode we've done tonight, and we
in
love
one
it.
Night, and we're probably going to do more, because we have so many stories, but first we're going to eat.
Oh, bitch, we're hungry. So my Instagram is Lexi K Brandt, that is LexiKBrandt.
And mine is Chrissy Alexander with a C and with a Y.
And mine is Caitlin N. Brandt, K-A-I-T-L-I-N, N. Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T.
So they have the hard names.
We do.
So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Period. And we will see you next time, addicts.
Bye.
Barstool, please sign us.